So give me. You talk about antidote for human error. What are some ways? What are some ways to either educate your employees, your team, or to avoid some of those scams? So what are some things to look for?
I think just right off the top, grammar plays a big part into it. So if you see some, you know, lowercase I's and punctuation is off and words are misspelled, you can immediately be suspicious. That's very common in a phishing campaign because a lot of times these are coming from, it could be another country where English is not their first language, or, you know, maybe it's someone younger that that just has access to those programs. But grammar plays a big part in it. And, you know, what I would say just initially is, if there is any kind of an action for you to take where it's about an account or credentials or anything of that nature, that never click on a link or anything in an email. Just go directly to that site by typing it in your browser, or make a phone call and call that company directly and, you know, see if there's been an incident and go handle it that way. But clicking on a link in an email that has anything to do with credentials or private information or money, accounts, anything like that, is just absolutely stay away from.
So thanks for that advice. So let's say that, you know, I'm aware that poor grammar, or if a print is offering me something, that there's probably something suspicious about that.
Sure.
But what if I feel confident in opening an attachment? Are you of the same rule with opening an attachment?
Well, you know, a lot of times you can hover over things. So if you were to hover over a link, you would actually see what the address it's going to take you to. So it could say google.com, like a hyperlink or something like that. But if you hover over it and you see the actual URL that it's going to take you to, if it's different than that, you know, that's one way to find out. So I would say something of that nature, just really investigating. And then, you know, in the event that it is an attachment like that, maybe just replying to that particular sender, or sending a separate email to that sender and asking if they sent you an attachment. Just get a confirmation that if you feel really good about it. I still think we need to be cautious, because the tactics that are being used nowadays, they're so advanced and they're so good. They've done their homework and they've really sharpened their skill set. So I think you can never be too cautious. I mean, you hear that a lot. It's a little cliche, but this is definitely a situation where, you know, trusting something and not taking that extra second could wind up costing you really, really big time.